this beautiful organization, and it is very beautiful because it is an honoring of the beautiful music that Detroiters have produced genre by genre. So Detroit Musics, the six in Musics, is that to the beautiful music that we have produced and continue to produce, there are six genres of music that really stand out. And I love them all. I was raised on a cross section of them. And that's really our reason why we have a heritage. We have a collection of six plus genres of music that really deserve, in my, not opinion, but as a matter of fact, we found that we need to really just honor what we do. And that's what we're doing. We're just having fun honoring our heritage. It's what we are. Detroit has a sound.
Yes, we got it together.
And we are just the trumpet that is blowing that sound out in a new way as a collection.
I often talk to Oliver Ragsdale Jr. at the Carr Center, and he always jokes and says, you know, I know for a fact there's something in Detroit water. That's why we have so many artists, so many musicians coming out of the city of Detroit. It's because something in the Detroit River.
And, Tia, that's why they won't let me drink water, because I can't sing. I can't play nothing. So I've been on bottled water all my life, I think, and just watching. Like, Oliver's a great guy. I love what he's doing. I'm a fan. And I'm a fan of what he said. There's something in the water, and it's for everybody to taste and for everybody to experience. So, yeah, we got it. Oliver's dead on with that statement.
But just continuing on, I know the first session here happening at the congregation is Thursday. It's going to be tackling techno music. And one thing that a lot of people don't know, even from the city of Detroit, is that techno was founded, born, created right here in the city of Detroit.
At the same time, all of that happened. Absolutely. And I was having a great conversation with someone from Chicago, and they were asking me what were some of the differences between house and techno. That was just today. And the techno is us. Jazz, New Orleans, great. Techno, us, absolutely. And techno is wonderful. And here's what I told him. I told them, he asked for the difference. I said, and I just go to Detroit because it's about Detroit. It was this. I said, techno is this. Techno is Detroit funk, Detroit R&B, and it is Italian disco. Take a little bit of Europe, Italian disco, and the sterile industrial sound from Germany. You mix all of that together and you have techno. And the key part that I mentioned to you was this. It was the fact that the secret sauce to what makes techno techno is the musicianship that made up the Detroit sound. That's really the ingredient that brings it all together, because you had the European sound, and then you had these great live musicians like Mike Banks. And they were the secret sauce that what makes techno an original genre. It's just not a computerized sound, but it's computerized and it's European sound. It's Italian disco. It's all of that plus the Detroit musician, the Detroit sound that makes techno what it is. And then the creativity of these guys who created the genre itself. So, and the DJs. So that's the gumbo. That's the gumbo that makes techno techno.
And so this week, once again, at the congregation, you're starting off a series, and it's going to start about, it's going to be techno, mental health, and so much more. So what can people expect this Thursday at the congregation?
They're going to expect Higher Ground Music and Mental Health Techno Symposium. And it is the second of 10 symposiums that we're going to have over the year. And what they're going to get is music, message, coffee, and conversation. So it's a talk with some music to back it up. So what we're going to have there is a gathering of musicians and clinicians. That's what makes up the Higher Ground Music and Mental Health series, that we're bringing together musicians that know how to get it done, and we're pairing them with clinicians who know how to translate it so that the musicians can get the help that they need. So First up, first genre that we're tackling is techno. So we're going to have some great techno artists over at the congregation, and we're going to have two parts. We're going to have some of them come up, and we're going to have two groups, and they're going to have just a regular conversation. We're going to talk about things. We know how mental health bleeds into just the everyday lives of the makers of the music of that genre, and we're just going to talk about it. We're going to, first of all, dispel the stigma behind mental health. We're going to bring about awareness to mental health, and then we're going to resource them out properly so that they can figure out where they are with their mental health, and then we're going to wrap it up and put a bow on it the way that we do with Detroit Musics. So we're going to put a music set behind it to take us home, and it's going to be fun. I promise you it's going to be fun, informative and fun at the same time.
All right, so go into the series a little bit more. How long and how many sessions are you all planning to conquer?
I would like to add that Higher Ground Music and Mental Health is beginning a year-long series where we are going to, again, genre by genre, we're going to address mental health because, again, to say what I just said, we want people to be better. We're doing our part. We love our musicians. We care about our musicians, and we care about the several communities, and we're doing all that we can to bring them together. And at the end of next year, we are going to have a blowout mind, body, and soul event that's going to be the best that has ever happened in the city of Detroit. And T is going to be there. And everybody's going to be there. We're going to have a great time. So that's what we're doing. Detroit Musics, Higher Ground Music and Mental Health.
Just in general, we've been talking a lot about mental health and music and just spaces in music in general, and just trying to bring everyone together so we can all just kind of have conversations and talk. And that's exactly what you guys are going to do this Thursday. If you can go into the just the importance of making sure that you're going through each genre and you're going to people where they are.
Absolutely. We have to make our musicians whole. We have to do our part. And using music as a prompt is the way that we do it. And we're doing it at a genre by genre pace. And so techno is the first. We will be having more per genre. So we'll have 8 in all, but we started with techno. And it's going to be a blast. So we're going to take everybody up to the title, Higher Ground. We're going to do what we can to lift them up to higher ground. And we're ready. Thursday, November 16th. This year, 2023, 6 to 8 p.m. at the congregation, 9321 Rosa Parks. And we're going to be on the lower level, 6 to 8. And it is what it's supposed to be. It's absolutely free. It's our contribution to our city. It's our contribution to our artist. It's what we are supposed to do as an organization, and that we honor our techno artists and our artists of all genres. And you just got to be there. If you don't even have to be a purveyor, a lover of techno. You just have to love. You just have to love music. If you love music, because there's some elements of it, of what you should love in techno. So just come on out.